你好，我是 Master， 欢迎来到我们今天瞬间秒杀听力的课堂 To demonstrate your English ability and charm。 那么今天首先我们来做一段听力的测试，看能够听懂多少，然后我们进行详尽的分解所有听力跟口语的一些秘诀。 Here we go, listen up. English used to be a headache to me. I always found it difficult to memorize new vocabulary. Grammar was also a close book to me because there were many exceptions to the rules I had learned, which almost drove me crazy.Fortunately, I had a patient teacher. Rather than scold me, he kept on encouraging me. With his help and my diligence, my English improved step by step. After some time, I didn't seem to be struggling in English anymore. In fact, English is now my strongest subject. It only goes to show that there's no substitute for hard work. Okay, great, let's take a look.我们来看一下所有听力跟口语的一些秘诀，红色字体用降调来发，还有很多弱化现象。我们来看，有可能我们在听力当中听的不是很这个灵敏，或者有可能误听的一种结果。来看一下第一句话，英语曾经是 used to be， 那过去是什么呢？ headache， a headache 指的是麻烦的事情，头痛的事情。英语曾经是我比较头痛的事情，麻烦的事情。 English used to be aTo be a 不被强调，有弱化现象。首先 to 说成 t 加个 a，be 长元音可以说成短元音，因为有弱化。be 跟 a 还可以加一个连音，元跟元之间连音，不是加我就是加也。那这个加个也叫 to be a。English used to be a， 而且用降调来发，速度很快。English used to be a headache to me。to me 也说成 t 加个 a，me 也可以说成短元音，因为非实义词汇都有弱化现象。English used to be a headache to me。I always found it difficult to memorize new vocabulary. 那么我总是发现啊，很难去记忆新词汇。第一个听力的难点 I 跟 always 中间加一个也，这是元音跟元音之间的连音，叫 I always， 所以能听懂。 I always found 跟 it 有连音，叫 found it. Found it difficult to， 我们刚刚有讲过，变成 t 加个 a 叫 t， difficult， difficult to memorize new vocabulary. 那么首先我们来看一下记忆 memorize 这个单词要能听懂。那么下面一个新词汇，那么单词词汇这个单词叫 vocabulary， 美式发音有很大的差别跟英式发音。 bu 说成 beer， larry 说成 larry， vocabulary。 new 这个单词美式发音趋向于发 new vocabulary， new vocabulary， new 跟 new 还是有点区别的，所以这是我们听力的难点之一。这句话变成 I always found it difficult to memorize new vocabulary。下面一句话，语法同样是一个 close book to me。 那么语法对我来说是一个 close book， 听力的难点是 close book， 也许很多人不知道合上的书意思是什么呢？高深莫测的东西，或者表示我对这个东西一窍不通。这个书对我是合上，就是我对这个不了解，一窍不通的。语法我同样也是一窍不通。 grammar was also， was 跟 also 有个连音叫 was also， 用 z 进行连音。 was also a close book to me， to me 我们刚刚有讲过说成 to meBecause there were many exceptions to the rules I had learned. 因为我学的有太多的一些这个语法，有太多的一些例外了。那么我们看一下 because 在口语化当中一般可以说成一个 cause， 轻轻的点一下 cause。There were 变成 there were， there 可以说成 there。There were many exceptions. 红色字体还是用降调来读，速度很快，所以你听实义词汇就可以，就是黑色的字体变成 cause there were many exceptions to the rules. To 的有一个弱化现象， to 说成 t， 那个 the 可以直接不用咬舌，趋向于发 z 这个发音，变成 t 的，这是一个规则哈，变成 t the， th 音不用咬舌，发成 z， 趋向于发 z 这个发音，变成 t 的， to the rules I had learned. 这句话就变成 grammar was also a close book to me because there were many exceptions to the rules I had learned, which almost drove me crazy.一个短语你能不能听懂， drove me， drive somebody crazy， 让某人把某人逼疯了， alright， 这个让我几乎啊都快疯掉了。 which 用降调来发， which a 趋向于发 a 这个发音，变成 which almost drove me crazy. Fortunately 这个单词幸运的，很幸运的， fortunately， fortunately I had a patient teacher， 强调 patient teacher 耐心的老师。 I had 就用降调来读， had a 没发音，趋向于发 a 这个发音，变成I had， 还有连音。I had a patient teacher. I had a patient teacher rather than scold me. 所以第一个听力的难点 ，scold 这个单词要能听懂，就是责备我。 rather than 就是而不是，就他没有责备我 rather than scold me he kept on encouraging me。 这边听力的难点就是连音部分 kept on encouraging me。 首先啊 keep on 我们这持续的不断的鼓励我， encouraging 这个单词啊，美式发音跟英式发音还有很大的差别，英式发音叫做 encourage， 美式发音 encourage。 同时连音 kept 跟 on 叫 kept on， on 跟 encouraging 有 on encouraging， 所以造就了听力的难点。 he 用降调来读变成 he kept on encouraging me， he kept on encouraging me， he kept on encouraging me with his help and my diligence。 with 跟 his 它有一个击穿 h 音不被强调，直接去掉，用前面的 v 跟 s 形成个连音，变成 with us。With his help and help 跟 and 可怜可不怜，如果连的话速度快一点叫 helping。 With his help and my diligence 和我的勤奋努力 alright diligence my English improved step by step 逐步的提升 step by step。 After some time 一段时间之后 I didn't seem to be struggling in English anymore。 首先一个听力的难点叫 didn't， didn't 可以在口语化当中 d 跟 and 组合在一起，可以说成 didn't。第二个 D 可以去掉 D 跟 N 组合 Then seem to be struggling in struggling 指的是很辛苦的很纠结的意思，是英文我不再那么的辛苦了，学习英文学口这个学习语法不再那么辛苦了。 I don't seem to be struggling in English anymore. In fact, English is now my strongest subject 最强的科目。 It only goes to show goes to show 就是证明，这比较简单， goes to show that there's no substitute for hard workThere's 有一个弱化现象，说成一个 v 加个儿化音叫 there， 再加个 s 叫 there's， 不是 there's 叫 there's。 There's no substitute， substitute for 指的是代替，没有任何东西代替辛勤的劳动， substitute 这个单词要听懂。我们把这一段重新来朗读一下， here we go。 English used to be a headache to me. I always found it difficult to memorize new vocabularyGrammar was also close book to me because there were many exceptions to the rules I had learned, which almost drove me crazy. Fortunately, I had a patient teacher. Rather than scold me, he kept on encouraging me. With his help and my diligence, my English improved step by step. After some time, I didn't seem to be struggling in English anymore. In fact, English is now my strongest subject. It only goes to show thatThere's no substitute for hard work. OK, 这是我们今天所分享的内容。当然想跟 Monster 学到更多在线免费食堂直播课程，完完全全免费赠送给你。食堂课程十个主题，包括发音雷漏音、语音语调、词汇交流、听力、电影模仿技巧，十套非常详细的英文的学习方法，可以轻松的让你把英语说出来说流利，看电影不看字幕。想得到这免费的在线食堂直播课程，请立刻加 Monster 的个人工作 QQ， 个人 QQ 10489403271104894030327。当你加这个个人 QQ， 会自动的推送一个 QQ 群号码给你，你加立刻会收到一个 QQ 群，加入群就可以免费学习，同时在群里面每一天都有老师给你免费一对一的进行纠音。 I'll see you next time.